You know, these have been some strange times in our days, haven't they? Some strange times. How now we're kind of used to ripping paper and putting on our pews, or bringing our towels to Mass, or even wearing masks. You know, I was talking to someone and I was saying, you know, oh, I was actually face to face with them. And actually, no, it's actually mass to mass. It's not really face to face anymore. How strange these times are. Not only that, you know, I was asking the children on the last day, what are some things they're grateful for? And some kids, they were raising their hands, they're so grateful to be in school, in person. Now, I don't know about you, but I was never grateful to be in school. How strange. How strange. What a strange way to save humanity. What a strange way to redeem humanity. Today we celebrate that. But how strange is it? You know, the first reading today was from Isaiah, talking about the one who would save them, who would come as Prince of Peace, Counselor and Wisdom, Father forever. But who would have thought that would be a child, an infant? What a strange way to redeem humanity. A baby born in straw poverty. Who would ever thought that God would save the world through an infant, to be so vulnerable? But how strange that is. There's so many strange things happening in our lives that we don't understand. Or maybe we start to accept. But even that, Christ comes before us as a child. How strange it is. But the great joy we have is that now God is among us. Emmanuel, its name is, meaning God with us. And that is what we celebrate today in this great solemnity of the church, that the invisible God throughout the Old Testament is now made visible to us in Christ. That now we have a great example, a model to live our lives by. But how strange is it? We never would accept it. And most people didn't in that time. But it's only the humble that can accept the things that they can't understand or see clearly. And so we're called to that today, to humbly accept God into our lives. That despite all these strange things in our lives, even the strange way God has come to save us, to know that God is with us within it. Even asking the kids of the strange times, they all came up with things that they were grateful for. And I know the same thing is with you. That even despite the strangeness, the sadness of our world, there still is hope. And we have that great hope because God is with us within it. God is with us. Not only that, He wants to save us. One of my favorite prayers that the priests pray is actually when he's mixing the wine and the water together. And the prayer that he says in silence is, by the mingling of this water and wine, may we come to share the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Meaning, God, divine, coming down to be like us so that he can bring us to be like him. By the mingling of this water and wine, May we come to share the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. That's the very celebration we celebrate today, in Christ being born as a child, being born among us, that everything Christ did from this moment on, we will be able to do, to share in that holiness. So today, we give great glory to God that Christ is born. Emmanuel, God is with us. And in closing, in kind of memory of Father Charles, I wanted to read one of his poems. It's titled Hidden Jesus. Sometimes the greatest things come disguised without fanfare. You can miss them easily. You have to watch and deeply care. Like long ago on a quiet night, in a humble shepherd's cave, an event occurred which no one knew the world from death would save. Jesus, Savior of the world, born in poverty, King of kings and Lord of lords, hidden in obscurity. There were no royal tramplings there. Your courtiers were sheep. Your royal bed was made of straw. The goats sang you to sleep. You appeared in infant's clothes, the mystery we assess. Son of God, yet human too. You are the Word made flesh. Mary holds you in her arms. Joseph is beguiled. Though you are the Son of God, you look just like any child. Don't let us miss your presence now, in word and in the poor. You are here in Eucharist with us evermore. You come to us and others too. You come to great disguise. Your presence give to us, O Lord, faith in disguise. Hidden, Jesus, in disguise, help us see you more. We bring to you our trust and love. We prostrate and adore.